Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today, we're going to bring you highlights from the November concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. The concert was titled Take Five, Remembering Dave Brubeck. Pianist Dave Brubeck was a major figure in jazz throughout the second half of the 20th century, except for the earliest years and some occasional solo work and orchestral works in later years. His music is mostly associated with the quartet, featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax. The quartet toured literally all over the world and made frequent tours as cultural ambassadors for the U.S. State Department. Dave Brubeck was one of the principal figures in the move from big band jazz and dance music towards small jazz combos in concert. He started as a classical pianist and he studied composition. Combining this with his interest in jazz, he was among a growing group of musicians who established a cooler, more intellectual style of jazz, a style which became enormously popular on college campuses starting in the 50s when I first saw him in concert at the University of Iowa. That cool intellectual style was more easily embraced by college music departments, which began offering jazz courses for the first time. This concert by the SRJO features some of Dave Brubeck's most famous compositions and one by Paul Desmond. All of these pieces arranged for big band by members of the orchestra and friends, with a couple of exceptions. The first piece we'll hear is a Dave Wolpe arrangement of In Your Own Sweet Way. It opens with Randy Halberstadt at the piano.
Thank you. Thomas Marriott, Travis Franny, and Randy Halberstadt on piano. Randy Halberstadt.
We are playing many pieces that are off of that very famous 1959 recording. I know that many of you own it, called Time Out. Time Out featured all those great hits like Take Five and Blue Rondo, Oleg Turk, and we're going to be playing those. But one of the pieces that we especially like off of that is this next one, Three to Get Ready. And our very own David Marriott has consented to arrange this piece for the big band, so we hope you enjoy his arrangement that will feature David and also Mark Taylor. Three to Get Ready. Thank you.
David Marriott, Mark Taylor, Randy Halberstadt, and I think David Marriott deserves another round of applause for the arrangement.
You're listening to a concert of music by Dave Brubeck, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We've just heard Three to Get Ready, as arranged by David Marriott, Jr. The concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is one of the most famous pieces associated with Dave Brubeck, composed by Paul Desmond. It's an arrangement by Quincy Jones of Take Five. Thank you.
David Marriott. Michael Brockman. Take five.
You're listening to highlights from a concert of music by Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, here's Clarence Acox.
At this time, we are going to do a tribute to Paul Desmond. Yes. And we're going to have each one of the saxophone players come up and do their tribute to Paul. All five of them will get a little taste of this. And this is a medley. And we're going to start off with Michael Brockman on All the Things You Are, Mark Taylor on You Go to My Head, Toby Stone on Autumn Leaves, Travis on Bossa Antigua, and last and certainly not least, Mr. Bill Ramsey and Mark Taylor on Line for Lions. Our tribute to the great Paul Desmond. Thank you. Toby Stone, Travis Ranney, Michael Brockman, Mark Taylor, and Bill Ramsey, Paul Desmond. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the one I call the challenge. How many of you are familiar with Blue Rondo a la Turk? You're gonna hear the quartet version, and you're gonna hear the big band version, and we're gonna put them all together. We hope you like it. Blue Rondo a la Turk.
Blue Rondo a la Turk, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. That arrangement featured Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Michael Brockman on alto sax, and Randy Halberstadt at the piano. The arrangement was a co-arrangement with several different participants in different parts of that. Kurt Berg, Bill Anthony, and Michael Brockman all contributed to that arrangement. You're listening to a concert of music by Dave Brubeck by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Michael Brockman and Clarence Acocks, the concert recorded at Kirkland Performance Center. Here's Michael Brockman.
We'd like to now feature Thomas Marriott again on a beautiful piece that was written by Dave Brubeck, and it was arranged by one of our dear friends, Milt Klebe, who is an arranger of the Bill Ramsey Milt Klebe Orchestra. Milt Klebe is just one of these tremendous treasures that we have in the Seattle area, and he wrote this lovely arrangement. We hope you enjoy The Duke, The Duke.
Thank you.
How about it for Thomas Marriott? We're going to finish up the festivities today, ladies and gentlemen, with a song that was composed and arranged for a TV show. It's the theme from Mr. Broadway. And we got this for some friends across the nation. They sent that in to us. And that's one thing about having so many great associations across the nation and around the world. People send us arrangements from everywhere. So at this time, we'd like to play theme from Mr. Broadway.
Theme from Mr. Broadway, composed by Dave Brubeck and arranged by Larry Dixon for Big Band, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, featuring Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, Bill Anthony on trombone, Randy Halberstadt at the piano, and Clarence Acox at the drums. That would have been the end of the scheduled concert, but the audience demanded an encore. So for an encore, they decided to pay tribute to the late Frank West, who'd passed earlier that month, and feature Travis Ranney in this Frank West arrangement of When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Concluding this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with an encore tribute to the late Frank West. That was Frank West's arrangement of Sleepy Time Down South, which featured Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone and Randy Halberstadt at the piano. Thanks to Clarence Acox, Michael Brockman, co-directors of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to Doug Meyer, who did house sound, and Ryan Price, Titus, and crew of KPC for their help. The next performance by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is December 28th at Town Hall, the 25th presentation of Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert. Information at srjo.org.